Mm-hmm. Freak.
My name is Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 24 years old as of the first of this month.
Mm-hmm.
9185.
Mm-hmm.
I love to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I love to suck big black cocks and wet ass pussy and big titties.
Damn.
I'm very bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a factory worker. I love to do hair.
Mm-hmm.
I got my own shit, my own kids. I do what I do.
Okay.
You already know what it is, you know.
Okay.
So it's nothing. Anyways, I love my niggas.
Mm-hmm. Which nigga is that?
A nigga that wanna pay some money for this motherfucking pussy. Feel me? No, it's nothing.
It's
anyway,
nothing.
Any motherfucking way, like mm-hmm. these bitches do on this motherfucking nigga, I'm gutter with it. You know,
gutter.
I'm not gonna be like that, but nigga, it is what it is. You know,
mm-hmm.
niggas, get this wet ass pussy. You did.
Damn, get your ass up on that bed then. While you playing?
Nah, I'm getting my ass down this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Suck that fat ass.
Well, come on, let's do it.
Dick.
I wish.
Nigga, even if they don't knock the broads, there ain't enough tricks to go around.
There was one cat, MacCity.com, Big Mike.
That shit right there, nigga. That shit right there.
Why don't you want to keep fucking with a nigga, keep contaminating your pussy, man?
Yes, but you are the hip-hop gangster.
I can't fuck with him anyway. I got your name tattooed on my neck.
Don't sweat the technique.
I knew you was fucking that bitch ass, licking that bitch ass, licking that bitch ass, licking that
bitch ass. Check 1, 2, and we are back. We just did a show, but me and my partner, man, Tony, we started talking about some female things. I was telling him about some of the females I've been fucking with, man. Because y'all know I've been fucking with this Becky. And I also got this black chick on deck, man. And so we've been comparing and contrasting the Becky and the black chick. And my man, he said, man, you got to turn the recorder back on, man. You know, I guess he got some things to get off his chest and spit about this present day situation. About my little dilemma. Because I'm trying to decide which chick I'm going to fuck with, man. So, and I'm also cooking at the same time, so hopefully the sound quality will be good. So, Tony, man, where did we leave off, man?
Well, you was explaining to me, you were telling me how she was coming at you and she was laying down the law.
Right.
And what we were doing was a basic breakdown, intellectual or psychological profile of the type of woman.
Okay.
Right? And we're talking about the chick at the base, black chick.
Okay.
First of all, let's start here. She's 45 years old.
Right.
She ain't got no kids.
Right.
She's at one of these jobs where she make a decent amount of money.
Right.
She's bored.
Yes.
Okay. When women at that level, here's the dilemma that they're stuck in. Here's the dilemma. This is why you can't believe anything they say. Whatever they say, it's the exact opposite.
Mm.
Because these women exhibit certain types of faces to certain types of men. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So, while she's telling you, you know, all this, she's quick to leave a nigga alone. What it is, it's just the opposite. You have to have your black bitch translated, your BBC black. It's the exact opposite.
Right.
Whatever they say is the 180 degree opposite of whatever they're saying.
Wow.
When she said, well, I don't take no shit, what that means is, it's the exact opposite.
Right.
What she's really saying is if you got game, you can run over me.
Right.
That's what she really saying.
Okay.
You see. So, you know, when she was talking, she's laying down all these laws, you know, you ain't put in no dudes. It's because here's the problem. When black men, and here's why pimps and other men prey on women. I really understand the psychology, even if I don't respect it.
Okay.
So what happens is, you got this cat who can smell your weakness. He understands you're bored. He understands you're lonely, and he understands you're horny.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that when you let women like that see you in an inferior position, they will take the offensive. When you let a woman know you need them, you reverse the power dynamic.
Right.
Which is fucked up because in normal relationships, women do, in some instances, nurture and take care of men. Like, let's say if they're sick or if they're not feeling well.
Right.
You see, that's called loyalty and dedication. But when you're dealing with black bitches, any sense of inferiority, any sense of weakness, any sense of inferiority, any level of inferiority in the game changes the power dynamic. So you were telling me about the dude who she was bringing back from the hospital. The dude was like, you know, I want to make love to you. Seriously?
Right.
See, that's the wrong time to ask her something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask her something like that when she's in a superior position over you.
Right.
You don't ask her to have sex if you're in a subordinate position.
Okay.
That's a no-no. You never do that.
That's
you
what
never get any pussy. That will make her shit run dry in a heartbeat.
Right.
Never ask women for pussy from a subordinate position.
Man.
Especially a black bitch. You don't never ask no black bitch for no pussy from no subordinate position.
Wow.
If she's doing anything for you and at that moment and you ask her for pussy, you can forget it.
Shit.
Now, if I was a grimy ass hood nigga.
Right.
And the dynamic of the relationship is where I'm basically playing you 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten you used to a system or mode of abuse. And then I have that moment and I ask you for pussy, I'm going to get it.
Yep.
Why? Because I have it ingrained in your head that I'm the fucking boss. So when you're catering to me, you're supposed to cater to me.
Mm.
Because I have established in your mind that I'm in charge, bitch. That's how they do it.
Right.
They come in and they establish that they are the top of the food chain. So that when they want something or need something from you, you don't see him as a weakling.
Mm.
You don't see him in a subordinate position. You don't see him as an inferior. Why? Because he pimping me 80 to 90% of the time.
Right.
You see? So when that nigga asked her that, when he asked, well, first of all, he asked her the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask her. He should have changed her at the book. I'm trying to be well.
Hey, check it out. Hold on. Let me kind of like rewind, give cats kind of like a background on it. I was basically telling Tony about this chick, right, that I'm fucking with. And she told me a story about how she was taking care of this dude like the whole day because he was sick and he didn't have some money and he didn't have the proper, medical paperwork or some shit. And he ended up having a really bad, some sort of stomach virus or something. So she basically drove him to the doctors and took care of him all day, you know what I mean, on some babysitting shit, you know, helped him out with some money, helped him go find his records or whatever. And then at the end of that, once he felt better, while she was driving him back to his crib, he said that he wanted to make love to her. And she basically looked at him and was like, excuse me? She was just like, you haven't paid any dues. She's like, you haven't earned the right to touch this or some shit like that. So, yeah, that's what Tony's talking about.
That's telling you what kind of nigga he is, though.
Right.
That's telling you he's a square.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is just a square nigga that's down on his luck.
Right.
And unfortunately, square niggas, we can't be down on our luck.
Mm.
Even though everybody, it happens, everybody catches an L. But as a square nigga, when you're dealing with bitches in relationships, you cannot deal with them from a position of weakness.
Right.
You just can't.
Mm.
You always have to be the money lender. You always have to be the bankster.
Right.
See? So, he wasn't the type of nigga that... Now, I bet you had that been a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
Had that been one of the niggas that's really been macking her. And, no, you need to pull over and come on and suck this dick. She would have pulled right on over on 75.
Man.
Went right behind Trader's World,
mm-hmm.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
On 75.
Yep.
and the bitch would have gotten sucking dick. You have to understand the makeup of who you're dealing with. You always have to understand, and that's another rule out of the 48 laws of power. Understand who you are dealing with.
Yeah.
You have to quickly take stock of the situation and of the person's psyche. This is an older woman. She's in her 40s. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the niggas that she checking for ain't checking for her like she checking for them.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She wants the thug niggas to be the happily ever after niggas. Those are not the happily ever after niggas, but them are the niggas that are fucking her and you know, controlling her and doing whatever they, but she can't get them to that degree of civility to be man and wife. And niggas ain't really on that shit no way. Everybody done figured out marriage is a bad contract.
Okay.
Everybody know that. So that type of nigga, the only thing she got to offer for him is money.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing she got to offer a nigga like that is money. So she might as well just come on out the closet and become a power trick.
Hell nah,
we
man.
Do not discriminate by gender.
Okay.
Come and join us.
Come and join the ranks. Shit. You know,
come and join the brotherhood. Come and join us. You know, because that's what you are right now.
Okay.
She can't even be a hoe. A woman like that, she's lost her status as a hoe. She's not in whoredom anymore. She don't even qualify to be a hoe.
Wow.
She can't even be a hoe. You a trick.
She was like...
Because the average nigga ain't gonna want to fuck with her for nothing but her money.
Right. Unless it's an older cat, maybe, you know what I mean? That's looking for. Because I ain't gonna lie, I fucks with her more so just for emotional fulfillment. Not necessarily sexual. You know, just somebody that I like to talk to. And I haven't even met her yet, you know what I mean?
But you gotta understand where she coming from.
Yeah.
For you, it's emotional fulfillment. But that girl is bored. She's lonely and she's horny.
Right.
Regardless as to all that shit she talking, she's bored, she's lonely, and she's horny.
Mm. Shit.
See? So you can't, that emotional shit, that's gonna work for a minute. But you start trying to be too emotional, she gonna classify you as a bitch and cut you off.
Shit, and I'm not talking about emotional as in, like, female emotional. I'm just talking about as, you know, I got my little diehards come over here, get me together on the sex tip, you know what I mean? But
right.
I would use her, you know, the old chick, you know, we'll go to movies together, or, you know, we'll step out, go to the park, something sentimental to a degree. Not simping shit, but just do regular shit to satisfy the emotional aspect of a relationship that I don't do with the diehards.
Yeah, you would be able to do that, but I have to tell you.
Yeah.
You have to find the fact that you cannot become just big. You will have to have the killer instinct when you deal with them. Yes, you can do the park shit. Yeah, you can do the romantic shit. But slide off into that and try to stay there, because that's going to feel good to her for a minute. She's a woman. She's going to like that. She's going to enjoy that. But I'm telling you, when you're dealing with bitches, you have to have a degree of pain.
But I don't really have to do that with her, man, because I'm not really trying to keep the bitch like that. You understand what I'm saying?
I can understand. You're saying you don't want her in a relationship.
Right. You know?
I get that.
So,
I understand that. But I'm telling you.
So I'm not going
to. It wouldn't make any difference whether she left or went. But I'm saying in terms of keeping her around, she's no different than any other ratchet. Any other ratchet.
That's true.
When I deal with.
That is true. Sure.
That's my point.
Right.
To a certain extent, all that success, all that is hiding a degree of ratchetness. But her problem is, and a lot of times you have a lot of women that are successful, they are afraid to show of their personality. So they feel they got to be super moral. They feel that they got to be super, you know, above ground. They got to be beyond reproach. You know, their character has to be beyond reproach. They don't have any. Well, you got a thumb screw. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
You see, what you have a thumb screw because you're around me and you're laying down all these laws and you're trying to tell me that it's this way, but I know there's a portion of your personality that responds to this stimuli. Somewhere, I just have to figure out what it is. From your perspective, you could care whether she leave or stay.
Right.
But you do like that aspect of her that allows you something outside of the ratchet qualities that you used to deal with. Because let's face it, with these bitches, it's kicking and go.
Yeah.
It's kicking and go. You don't get a chance to show that part of your personality, that compassion. You don't. You can't show them that type of limitless. If you show it to them, you have to show it to them from a position of power.
Mm-hmm.
They have to come to you to solve a problem. So you can be compassionate because you're being benevolent. There's a hand of power there because you're helping them. You're in a superior position to help them. But that doesn't do anything for your, like you said, your emotion. It doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't let you exhibit the full range of human emotion.
Right.
And that's a toll that power tricking takes on us. In a certain sense, desensitizes us towards, you know, those emotional activities. It desensitizes because if you're used to dealing with holes, that you take on that disposition.
Yep.
But when you get somebody like her to come along, when you can exercise some of that with, that is a release. But then by the same token, you know, you have to watch how much you do that because you still have to understand that in the final analysis, you still come from the black community.
Yeah, man, you know, it's basically, I fucks with her for the affection angle, man, you know. Shoot. You know, we're going to get that popping. But
yeah, I mean,
still.
You got the affectionate angle.
Mm-hmm. Shoot. Just like, and then I was telling my boy Tony about the Becky, the white girl, man. And I finally met her, man. And good Lord, man. It is like night and day. You know, it's like.
Literally.
Yeah, it's like night and day, man. I'm not. I don't feel like I'm walking a minefield with this white girl, man. You know, and she is so accommodating. And she doesn't seem to like make a move. Unless I say move. You know what I mean? I mean, she really is looking for a man. And she's really willing to let a man just be a man. You know what I mean? It's just how you was talking about, man, one of the prior shows. It's like a lot of these white girls, no one understand that their value has gone down in a dating market. They know they have kids and they know they have baggage. And they are willing to accept a man into their life who he may have deficiencies or he may have baggage of his own, and they're not trying to like throw extras into the mix to make it fucked up between, you know, the dude they trying to get to know. You know what I mean? It's like a real genuine I can't even explain it, man.
White women are more pragmatic. They're more practical.
Right.
They're more realistic in their evaluation of their mate.
Right.
They're not going to sit here with four kids and tell you, you can't have none. See, a black bitch will do that.
Right.
This goes back to our prize show, accountability.
Mm-hmm.
A black bitch will have kids out of wedlock and think you ain't supposed to hold her accountable for none of that. No. She'll tell you that took place before you.
Mm-hmm.
Then by the same token, a turn around and say she won't date you if you have a lot of kids. And that took place before she met you.
Yep. They'll do that shit.
You see what I'm saying? So they'll sit here and hold you to this standard that they don't want to be held to. They'll sit here and evaluate your past, but don't want you to hold them accountable for shit they did wrong. Whereas a white woman is going to say, well, look, I know I got these kids. A man that doesn't have kids is going to be turned off by this.
Right.
I know that this makes me a less attractive dating option.
Right.
be more pragmatic, and because she is a less attractive option in the date market, she will be more accommodating. She will be more cooperative on a whole, generally. She will be more cooperative, she will be more accommodating, and she will be more accepting of flaws than a black bitch.
Right.
Black bitch sit up here and have 4 or 5 babies by niggas in prison.
You are clean, Tony.
Whatever. Sit up there and have 4 or 5 babies by niggas in prison. The nigga getting out of prison, calling on the phone, want to come see her, want to start all kind of drama and all this kind of fuck shit going on. Then get mad with you because you won't beef with the nigga over her. You know?
Yep.
You won't show what kind of man you are and stand up for her. You know,
yeah.
And fight this nigga over her, over situations she created, you know, and then turn around and tell you, well, if you got kids, I know a bitch like that. Sit up there with 5 kids and then says she won't date a nigga with 1.
You cooning, Tony.
See, well, I'm really finna coon. I ain't seen nothing yet.
I thought you knew the black woman was God, man. You talking like that about our sisters, nigga.
Get the fuck out of here. And then turn around, and then turn around and get mad at you. And you better not, if you're fighting over her, you better not get your ass beat.
Oh, man, it's a rap.
You better not get your ass beat because she's going to go fuck the nigga that beat your ass.
Boy, these bitches scandalous, nigga.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, nigga, you know I know.
She's going to hold you to that impossible standard, and then you got to look a certain way. She want a muscular body, you know? Got all these unrealistic-ass choices. A muscular body, a fat pocketbook. You got to be stable and secure. You got to be easygoing. She don't want you to judge her. But then by the same token, she judging you.
Shit, thought you knew, boy.
You know, she's sitting there telling you, well, you can't, you know, you got kids and I don't want no baby mama drama. Bitch, you got 4 kids. And we'll talk to that nigga right there in front of your face. Argue with him right there and get mad if you don't jump on the phone and cuss the nigga out and say nothing and start beef and elevate it. You a bitch ass nigga. They're taking a heartbeat. You are the weakest side nigga a bitch could ever have. We'll judge you because you won't get into a fight over a nigga when she doing some fuck shit.
Right.
That's unrealistic. When it comes to dating, black women are unrealistic as fuck. But a white woman is more pragmatic in her choice. You know, a white woman is practical. That white woman said, okay, but damn, he's here. So he got this place, he lived by himself. Well, he ain't out in the street. Clearly he got an income. We may be lacking a kid, but okay, I don't see, you know, no bunch of kids hanging around. And, you know, and she ain't looking for no motherfucker with no, You remember Ravishing Rick Rude?
Yeah.
Ravishing. What I want is for all you fat, out of shape. Shut up. You remember that motherfucker?
You know? Hell yeah, that was my nigga, man.
Yeah. She ain't looking for no nigga like that. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She more apt to let a nigga have a few things. She more apt to let a nigga have a little meat on his bones. It ain't a trick. And she still doesn't take that as an indictment against his manhood. She doesn't use his flaws as an indictment against his manhood. Mm-hmm. Whereas black bitches, it's just the opposite.
Man.
No. You flabby, so you less masculine.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't as gangster because you don't look a certain way.
Shit.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was all over me, man. I'm like, what? Okay. Shit. I'm like, all right, baby.
Yeah. Don't. That's what practical, pragmatic, practical.
Man.
You know, realistic. You know, I can't sit here and ask for all these qualities and I'm bringing 4 niggas up. I mean, Scott bringing 4 kids up in this nigga's face. I'm showering him with children from another nigga and I'm asking for all this shit from him. But a black bitch
Yeah, man, when I say that this is a Becky, this is a Becky. There's no rat in her at all. She is a sweet, poly, pure, purebred, man. I'm trying to tell you. It's like she shared, like, all the pictures of her family and where she grew up. And she, like, grew up on a farm and all this kind of, man, it's crazy, man. It's like, wow, you are super white. You are beyond white. You've been brought up in super duper white culture, man. Hell no.
Black bitch ain't gonna tell you nothing because she don't want to give away shit. Mm-mm-mm. You know, black bitch don't, you know, that shit is, what's that, Area 51? That shit is Area 51 stat. it's some X-Files shit. You know, she don't want you connecting no dots about her.
Man, boy.
No, okay. What's up with this dude over here? Oh, that's my brother.
Shit, man.
That's your brother. What's his name? Well, we got the same daddy, but we don't have the same mother. Oh, really? Okay. Well, what happens? Well, you know, what you up with? You know, what's your family like? Change the fucking subject.
Exactly.
You know, try to flip it back on you because she don't want to answer questions. Avoiding important questions like who this nigga is and, you know, or what's up with your kid, you know. They don't tell you nothing about they family. Maybe because they ain't shit to tell, because maybe it's not anything they proud of.
Yeah, boy.
You know, but they're going to deflect and they ain't going to tell you shit because a black woman functions on the supposition that I can't tell you everything.
Okay.
I need to keep some mystery.
Get in. And the one thing that I do like that this dude represented is he said, I'm a trick. I am a major trick. All the hoes in his neighborhood like him. He's paying the most money. And he's tricking. And I've even said it, he's a smart trick. You know what I'm saying? He's going out there, he's paying them hoes, and he's getting residuals back off the hoes pussy when he puts them up on the internet. On the internet. On the internet.
Hello.
What you asking money for?
What are you talking about?
Why would you tell Caliban that after today, if I asked you for any more, why is you gonna tell me no?
Maybe you getting your information mixed up. I said if she call me anymore with that bullshit, getting attitudes, because I can't jump up.
Okay, because Mike, you sat there and told me that you was gonna be able to take me home around 12.
No, I did.
Okay,
no, I did. I said I might be able to help you at 12. That's what I said. And how come your grandmama can't take you?
Because my grandma just got off of work, and my grandma been sitting in the hospital with me all morning when I had to go to surgery.
But you are.
Nobody know about that.
But you are her granddaughter, right?
Exactly, but she just got off of work. She's asleep.
I understand that, but you just gonna inconvenience me because I got shit to do.
I'm not inconveniencing you, but when Caleb called you and then you talking about, and after the night finished asking for any more rides, I'm just gonna tell her no.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's about you giving me attitude.
All
that is about giving me attitude because I can't goddamn jump up every time you want me to jump up. What is? Ask your grandmama.
You know what?
All right,
I'm going to ask her.
Okay.
Need to know everything. So then later on when you're in a relationship with them and they start exhibiting these patterns, like, what the fuck is this about? Mm. Why this bitch just disappearing like this? Well, you don't know shit about her. You know, you haven't taken time to look at her psychological makeup. You don't know the roots that this tree come from, so you don't understand why this bitch is, you don't understand why, you know, she coming back and she got all these strange phone numbers and, you know, you don't understand all this fuck shit she's doing. But if you understood that her mama was a hoe, and she was raised by the woman down the street,
mm-hmm.
you see what I'm saying? If she was out, she left home and she was out in the street doing whatever. You see?
Right.
And she just got in good with some white corporation, got a decent job, turned her life around. But them scars are still there. And so when they come out, when you're in a relationship with them, it's too late to figure the shit out then, because the bitch sucking all kind of dick, fucking around on you with other niggas and disrespecting you, you know.
Man.
You couldn't figure it out then because you didn't have a dossier. Mm-hmm. Whereas the white girl came out and showed you her history. Mm-hmm. You know, her shit is illustrated. Okay, here I am with my baby brother. You know, here's the house we used to stay in. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's the barn. You know, that we
used to live, you know. I'm like, wow, okay. Yeah, I know all sorts of shit about this girl. Boy, Becky is something else. I told you she's a registered nurse. An RN. Yeah. Not an STNA, but a real...
No, not that STNA shit. A real nurse.
A real fucking nurse, man. Got a beautiful house down in Kentucky and shit, man. But you can't see a brother, man. Shit. And, boy. And, of course, you know, whenever you do some shit like that, and, you know, y'all meet, y'all hook up, and then y'all go y'all separate ways, ain't no telling what's going to happen as far as y'all going to see each other again. Because typically what I do is I don't contact them. I let them contact me. That lets me know that they like what they seen. You know what I mean? And shit, as soon as she got back home, boy, shit, she hopped on that phone and called me. Shit. And she, like, calls me every day. And I'm like, man, so I got this Becky and I got this Skillet. And so... Boy, it's night and day. Because I told you, that Skillet, she get mad at me when I don't respond to her text, man. She'll hit me up. She'll be like, good morning. And, you know, and I might be asleep or I might be doing something. You know, I might get back with her 6 hours later. But she talking about, what was you doing? My day is going fine, but somebody, you know, took their sweet time getting. I'm like, God damn, bitch. I'm like, you know, but with the Becky, it's like I can take all the time in the world, get back with her. She understands. And she just like, oh, baby, thank you for calling me. I missed you. And this is this. And I'm like, man, lollipops and gumdrops, man. Shit. I'm like, hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. Some positivity.
Well, see, the black bitch telling you what she's telling you is. You didn't see the Bulldogs with the attack of the killer Kung Fu Wolf bitch.
Yeah, I did see that.
Episode.
Yeah, I seen that.
Shut up, bitch. This chicken is cold. Pow!
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's the black bitch is Luna. That's Luna you talking to.
Yeah, boy.
You got yourself a killer Kung Fu Wolf bitch.
Wow, man.
That's Luna you talking to. Because when she say things like that, what she's really saying is, she's used to being abused.
Yeah.
I told you got to have your black bitch translator. You got to, look, nigga, plug in that black bitch translator when you talking to that girl. You got to understand what she really saying. What she really saying is the bitch done been abused.
Hell yeah.
But what she, the other part she ain't telling you is that she set herself up to be abused.
Okay.
The black bitches don't tell you that. They'll tell you they've been abused, but they don't tell you how they set themselves up to be abused.
Okay.
See, whereas Becky, you know, with Becky, it's lollipop and gumdrops because Becky is again more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Becky, and let's look at this. The average black bitch you talk to, if you tell them to come see you, they ain't finna do that shit.
You need to come see me.
Yeah, the average black, and not just come see her. She wants you to take her somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Come pick her up.
Right.
Wait 30 minutes for her to get ready when y'all agree what time she's supposed to be ready. Something happened, so you gotta wait 30 minutes.
Right.
And on top of that, when you get got to take her. The bitch don't like, you know, Applebee's. They don't like Applebee's. They start at Red Lobster and go up.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? A black bitch come with all these unrealistic expectations. You know, they come with a damn curriculum that you got to go by. And then after you go by the curriculum, you got to audition for them. This is Showtime at the Apollo. Whenever you date a black bitch, it's like Showtime at the Apollo.
Man.
And if you do not perform, the Sandman will come for your motherfucking ass. White bitch ain't like a white. Dating a white bitch is like being in church on Easter Sunday. Mm. And you know why I say that?
No.
When you date a white bitch, it's like saying your Easter speech in church on Sunday.
Okay.
And here's why I say that. When you date a black bitch, it's showtime at the Apollo. When you date a white bitch, it's like, you know, the Easter speech thing. Because on Easter Sunday, you remember, you probably don't remember this because of your family, but I came up in the church. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
And when we had Easter programs, all, you remember all the kids had to say Easter speech. All the kids had Easter speeches they used to say. Right?
I don't know about that.
Well, okay, you don't know about that, but I'm some of the other people know what I'm talking
about. Okay.
You always had on your church programs, all the kids had to say a speech. But you always had that one kid that would get up to the microphone and just break down and start crying. It wouldn't say nothing.
Okay.
Because the whole church would be silent and they'd wait for him to say his speech and then he'd just break down and go, and then everybody in the church go, that's all right, baby. That's all right, baby. They start clapping. That's all right, baby. That's all right, baby. That's all right. That's how when you're dealing with a white woman, in that white women are more accepting of certain things because they're more realistic.
Okay.
They're more encouraging, more accepting. Whereas a black bitch, it's the exact opposite. Showtime at the Apollo. Come sweep your ass off the stage.
Yep.
That's what it's like when you're dating them. You see? So not only do they have all this shit that they want when you take them out, but you got to sit there and audition for them. Whereas when Becky came there, Becky agreed. You didn't get no fight from her about coming to see you, did she?
Nope.
Right there in the black one, that's a strike against you.
Shit.
Nigga,
when
you
gotta told
come
her
see
she
got to
come see you, that's a strike.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I asked Becky, I'm like, well, where you want to go eat? She's like, well, wherever you want to go eat. I'm like, God damn, bitch. I'm like, you over this motherfucker just be totally just submissive.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah. All right, then.
Ask a black bitch like this. She's like, I want to go to Red Lobster, my favorite. Let's go to Red Robin.
She went to Old Charlie's, man, and had, and I got to admit, it felt weird because, man, she cuter than a motherfucker, man. You know, and I'm such a big ass burly dude, and she's so little. And the only thing about her, man, is gonna be a problem is, you know, she's white, so you know she do white shit. You know, she wanna go zip lining, she wanna go parasailing, and she's in shape, man. She like runs, you know, jogs and shit, man. And I'm like, boy, if I fuck with this broad, man, I gotta seriously change my lifestyle. Because, man, there's no way I'm going to have to hit the gym fucking with this chick, man. I'm going to have to hit the gym, boy. Shit. And then, like I said, then there's that aspect of me walking around because I'm not used to walking around in public with white chicks, man. So I was just getting all them strange-ass looks. Boy, because we are an odd couple, man. Odd as fuck. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's the encouragement.
Uh-huh.
You're encouraged to do it because of her demeanor.
Yeah.
That's my whole point. Okay, right. You want to do that. You know her lifestyle is different.
Mm-hmm. Hello? 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 God damn it. Technical difficulties. Put some respect on my name. Respect my name. You're listening to another downtown music banger. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, damn. What happened?
I don't know. But as I was saying, when you're dealing with a black bitch, man.
Well, wait.
What did she do?
Wait, I was about to just say where you left off at, you was talking about how the white woman encourages me.
Yeah. But whereas the black woman, if you don't do the shit that she do,
mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? It goes back to that auditioning. If you can't relate to what she talking about, she's not going to give you any encouragement. Okay. That date over.
Okay.
That date over. You know, the mood of the conversation changes. She shut down. She stopped wanting to talk or engage. She's disinterested. And then so the next thing becomes, okay, get as much out of this nigga as I can because I ain't going to see him no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whereas the white woman going to sit there, okay, maybe you don't do parasailing. Maybe you don't do skiing. But at least her demeanor is going to encourage you to want to try it.
Okay.
That's not a deal breaker.
Right.
Because you ain't in the shit that she don't like. That's not a deal breaker. She's going to encourage you to try it with her. And she'll sit there and at least try to have fun with you learning.
Mm-hmm. That's the first time in my life I ever contemplated doing any of that shit, man. Shit. I'm like...
it's just the opposite. Just the opposite.
Shit.
Just, if you don't do the shit she do, that's a deal. It's a deal break. Especially if you don't have all those characteristics that she likes.
Right.
All those unrealistic-ass characteristics that she has for her age and for her situation. If you don't fit that impossible category, and then on top of it, do all that little shit, she just a deal. No, fuck that. You gone. You out of here. See what I'm saying? Mm. There's no encouragement to say, well, at least try it. Fuck it, you lame.
Yeah, because already, like I said, man, when like I said, I haven't met. Let me go ahead and rewind again for the cats, man. This chick, the black chick. She is my age, and I actually graduated high school with her. And she hit me up on Tinder. She didn't know who I was, and I didn't know who she was until we started rapping and talking. And she said that she had graduated from my high school. And I was like, damn, because I was looking at her picture, and I'm like, man, she looked real familiar to me. And I was thinking, well, maybe, you know, she looked like a celebrity because she looks like Jennifer Hudson, right? So... real big titted, you know, chocolate, beautiful, beautiful sister, man. But I didn't piece it together until I got out my yearbook, and I'm like, damn. You know, I was like, no wonder she looked for me, because she was in Naval ROTC with me, and I had a crush on this bitch, man. But, you know, we never really got together in that aspect, because at the time, I was dating my wife. So, man, just, she's been real, like, you know, she's been accommodating to a certain extent. She ain't really been ratchet, but you could just tell that she needs a lot of attention, man. She needs a lot of attention, and when you don't give it to her, the dark side starts to seep out. And it's kind of problematic because, like I said, you know, we've only been talking on the phone. We've only been texting. We haven't actually met and hooked up. But, you know, if I'm getting this sort of venom just from those simple aspects of the conversation, if I don't respond quick enough when you say good morning, you know, I'm like, bruh, boy, you know, small things lead to bigger things, you know. So this is gonna be interesting, man. This is gonna be interesting. She claims that she's not sexually active, and she gave me the story when some dude was trying to finger her and it hurt because her shit is so tight. I'm like, man, I gotta try that out. You claim that it's that tight. But yeah, man. And of course, you know, she hit me with the deception of the aspect of, because she doesn't have any kids. That's a plus. You know, we don't have to drag no kids around. But of course, when you meet a female that's old, you know there's something wrong with the crotch, man. Something wrong with her reproductive system if she hasn't had any kids, man. She made it seem like she was really responsible, and she just wasn't trying to have no kids out of wedlock. But I'm like, bullshit. You know what I mean? And then I dug deeper and I found out that she had some sort of problems with her ovaries and shit. You know, and of course I knew that even before we got to that base, man, because I'm an OG in the game. And I know anytime I meet a chick that's in her 40s and ain't got no kids, there's something going on with them ovaries, man, hysterectomies or whatever and shit. So... I got an interesting road ahead of me, man. I mean, both the chicks are slick. Both of them are professional. Like I said, one's a geologist. The other one's a registered nurse. And they both fine, man. Damn. This is weird. This hasn't happened in a while when I've actually had two females, you know, really coming at me. But I don't really know how serious the black chick is, because we have yet to actually meet. So, just giving background on that.
there's a mathematical term. Something is set up parable, meaning all things being equal.
Okay.
In this situation, you got two women. Both of them are damaged goods, but they're damaged goods for similar reasons and for dissimilar reasons. Both women are damaged goods in that they probably dealt with assholes.
Right.
But look at the approach of one as opposed to the approach of the other. Mm-hmm. One is more amenable. One is more accommodating. Whereas one is can be more abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
Or more hostile should she not get her way.
Right.
Both of them are damaged goods, but just look at their reaction. In the same scenario. Now, if we're talking about from a financial standpoint, clearly the black woman would be the better choice.
Okay.
That's if you're talking in relationships. If you're talking. She's the most practical one.
Right.
Because she doesn't have the kids, but there's certain things you have to take into consideration. I've dealt with these kind of black women.
Mm.
And there's always some type of hidden baggage there. I'm telling you from experience. There's always 45 years old, no kids. Okay, yes, some of them to crotch, but it's some other thing.
Right.
And a lot of times when you're dealing with women like that, them being celibate, a lot of times is by choice,
mm-hmm.
not by necessity. What happens is that they can't sustain relationships with the niggas that they're attracted to. And they're not fucking the niggas that are attracted to them.
Okay.
So when they say that they're tight, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me. Because again, I'm used to dealing with women like that. Because I know what that really means. You are celibate or you're tight by choice. It's not that you haven't had the opportunity to fuck with niggas. It's just the niggas that want to fuck you, you don't want to fuck them.
Right.
And that's pathetic. And the niggas that they don't want to fuck 9 times out of 10 are not bad people. The niggas that they don't want to fuck are niggas that they're not attracted to for some reason.
Mm.
But the niggas that they want to fuck don't want to be with them in a long range relationship. In other words, they can't get them niggas down the aisle.
Right.
They can't get them niggas to commit to nothing. So they are either, they got one or two choices. They can either join that nigga's harem, because he 9 times out of 10, he got a lot of bitches.
Right.
They can either join his harem or just not fuck with him, because they can't sustain the emotional trauma of knowing that this nigga gonna fuck other bitches. You know? Or, like I said, they remain celibate or they join the harem. They just, you know, they get in rotation. If they don't want to be in rotation, they go celibate. So the fact that a lot of times that they're old and they're 45 and they're no kids, that is no real redeeming characteristic from my standpoint, because I know there's a reason why they're no kids. I know there's a reason why you're not fucking.
Right.
I know there's a reason why you're not doing this. And these are the questions that you need to ask, you know, when you're dealing with females like that. And you need to take that shit with a grain of salt when they come up to you and they tell you, well, you know, I'm not really messing with nobody right now. I'm not really sexual, you know, so it's really this. What she's telling you is that nigga that did that, she wasn't comfortable with fucking.
Right.
She liked him because he was kind of cool, you know, or whatever, but she didn't want to go to that level of being sexual with him. That's what that means. You always have to have your black bitch translated to figure out what they saying. Because what they saying, a lot of times, it's a whole lot of shit behind what they saying.
Yeah.
So, whereas when you dealing with, Becky going to put her life in front of you. Becky will pull out a photo album and show you her life in stages.
Yeah, that's what she did. She sent me a ton of pictures on that phone, boy. I was like, God damn. Like, I ain't asked for all this, but keep it coming. Shit.
Well, she's showing you the good and the bad.
Right.
And she know that those children are a negative characteristic in the dating market.
Mm-hmm.
So what she want to do is, again, being practical, okay, I got these kids, but I have all these other wonderful attributes.
Mm-hmm.
I have all these other things. What I'm deficient for in this category, I make up for in this category. That's why I say that white women are more practical, more pragmatic. Mm-hmm. Versus a black bitch, she's going to tell you, all my kids are blessings. I don't regret nothing. I don't regret shit. All my kids are blessings. Mm. And if you can't understand that, fuck you.
All my kids is blessings.
Yeah, she ain't going to even try to tell you, you know, she's not going to even try to show you, you know, any type of positive aspects of fucking with her. She's not going to engage in that argument. You know, she got this checklist that she want from you. Mm. Never mind she got kids. Never mind she probably fucking one or two of the baby daddies. Mm. Well, never mind she got all this shit going on in the background. But she got this chalk line for you to walk in, this list, and then you got to audition. You know, and that's just to get next to it. That ain't the fucker. That's just to get next to it. You see? And she ain't even trying to sell herself in the slightest. She wants you to sell yourself to her.
And here's a situation where a lot of cats don't really understand why me and you are like on some single shit, man. It's because we ain't playing the goddamn audition game, man. You know, it's kind of like it's beneath us to even go that route. It's kind of like us saying, the nerve of you, bitch. You know what I mean? We are not game players in that aspect. We are not playing that game with these bitches, man. In a way, us knowing all of this shit kind of works against us. You know what I mean? Because we don't fall for the traps and the pitfalls that regular niggas do. You know what I mean? The average nigga be out there and he'll quote unquote scoop up a bitch and wipe up a bitch real quick. You know what I mean? But that's only because he don't see the traps and he don't see the pitfalls of doing what the fuck he doing. And then when reality come around and smack him in the face, you know what I mean? Cats is, you know, he got egg on his face and niggas is kind of like looking at us like we the losers, but nigga, look at you, man. You just went through a whole rigmarole, you know, all through the court system. Probably got jumped on and beat up by just all the stupid shit that come with fucking with a lot of these bitches, man. We don't deal with, you know, we don't deal with it. Like I said, knowing all of this shit from the average nigga perspective, it looks like we losing because we are not booed up. But nigga, we see shit that you niggas don't see. You know what I mean? Shit.
Well, we see this shit. Me personally, I'm going to tell you, I done been through a lot of shit with women.
Right.
Period. In case you hadn't figured that out yet, I done been through a lot of shit with them. And I've earned my medals.
Right.
When it comes to dealing with these black women, I have earned my medals. Right. I have earned, you know, my scars.
Right.
And I learned from it, you see. So my shit was learned in combat. Right. All of my skills, all of my intuition was acquired in combat.
Right.
You see. So, yeah, there will be a difference in outlook or perspective in the way I was seeing than the way you were seeing.
Mm-hmm.
See, you see. So that's why I can make my comment. You're right. What is that saying that you have? It is better to be mad with the world than wise and alone.
Exactly. Yeah.
See.
That's so, real.
You know, that's us to a T. See, we sound crazy to y'all, you know, but take into consideration, we was once in that muck and mire. And we telling you that in the end, to borrow a popular phrase, the juice just ain't worth the squeeze.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's all over said and done, the juice just ain't worth the squeeze. That's how we arrived at power tripping through an evolutionary process. Mm-hmm. We were the ones that adapted and evolved. Everybody else died off in the court system.
Shit, man.
Everybody else died off in child support. Everybody else died off in prison. Mm. We are the evolution.
Mm-hmm.
We are the future.
And nigga, the formula is airtight, man. It's like, shit, I got, I mean, I always get square chicks hollering at me, man, but, you know, the power tricking can work against you to a degree because it removes the thirst. You know what I mean? So it's like I got these two females hollering at me now, but at the same token, I got my diehards still calling me, still wanting to come over and kick it. And we have a good time. So it's kind of like I don't even, like, if a bitch, a square bitch don't call me, if she don't text, you know, I guess a lot of them will be using that as a means to try and make themselves more desirable to a motherfucker by not being so accessible or whatever. But I don't really be giving a fuck, man, because I got my diehards. Just like tomorrow, I got one of them that I ain't seen in about 8-9 months. You know what I mean? On some sexual shit, coming over, trying to fuck with me. And I got this circus of these square chicks trying to get at me also, man. So, bruh, we don't have no shortage of action, man. We don't have no shortage of action, you know, whether it be on some square shit or some power trick shit, man. I've had plenty of chicks with kids and with jobs or not with jobs trying to holler at me on some square shit, and I just never bite. You know, so for the average nigga looking in, it might look like I don't have the swag to get a bitch, which is not true. It's just, I'm not trying to sign up for that job, man. It's going to take an extra special woman, man, to get me to sign on, just like with the Becky with the 4 kids. Man, I mean, I'm fucking with this. I'm like, I'm actually entertaining fucking with this bitch hard. And you know how just how positive a woman has got to be, you know, her energy has got to be for me to contemplate that shit, man. I don't even own that shit, man. I have done my job, man. I've raised my kids. I've done foster care. I've done adoptions. I've raised 100 goddamn children, man. Shit, man. Fuck. But, you know, this goddamn Becky, man. Whew. Go ahead, man. Add into it.
Becky brings something to the table, though.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Becky not only brings an income, and that's something that the average black bitch with kids don't bring to the table. They don't bring income to the table.
Right.
And a lot of times, to be truthful, niggas ain't really checking for that. A lot of times, niggas just want you to be feminine and accommodate.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But Becky, is not only does she bring income to the table, but it sounds like she brings something that a lot of these black bitches don't have, and that's called sanity. Mm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She brings sanity to the table. She brings, you know, compassion and cooperation. She brings pragmatism to the table. You know, this is somebody, if her home life is stable like that, you know, she got to understand how to budget.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got 4 kids. She ain't on no assistance. And she's a RN, not an STNA. There's a difference.
Shit, she do overtime like a motherfucker, man. Every time she cooks, she shoot me pictures of, you know, the dishes that she cook and shit. I'm like, man, she know how to cook, nigga. I'm like, this is a lost art with a lot of black women cooking.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, you know, cook?
The thing, she is aware or conscious enough to accentuate the positives of dealing with her.
Right.
Well, she care enough. She interested enough in you as a man, as a human being, to say, I know I'm not perfect. Okay, but I can do all these other wonderful things. Mm. Now, it may or may not be true, but she's caring enough to put her bid in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's going that extra mile to show you that, yeah, she got some miles on her, but she's worth the purchase of the car note.
Right.
She birthed the note. Yeah, I've had a few miles on me, and I had a couple accidents, but I done been repainted. The dents are out, and I'm worth the note.
Most of the porn guys think they're players because they talking to bitch and fucking them for $30. No, nigga, you just a smart and a good trick, and you able to trick a hoe. You ain't caught no real hoe, but I'm pretty sure you've interviewed quite a few bitches that are like, nigga, I'm not doing none of that. I don't give a fuck how much money you got. But, you know, those type of niggas are just cunning, you know, when it comes to talking to a hoe. And the motto with pimps and hoes is always trick a trick, or unless a trick will trick you. I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
This is Downtown Music.
Nigga, when my name come up, respect it. It's Yo. Stop playing with my fucking name. All drill, y'all. Stop playing with my name.
It's like, okay, yeah, it look good on the outside, but yeah, you know, I know you smell the gears burning, but go ahead and it's operator error. You know what that motherfucker told us at the car lot?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's operator error. That's operator error.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Now the car looks slick as fuck now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Matt, you should get that car. Get that car. We get in the motherfucker, we can't even get the motherfucker in gear.
Man, boy.
You know, and then we take it to him and tell him, oh, that's operator error. That's operator error.
Lying some bitch.
You know, that's how a black bitch is.
Man.
You know, when you talking, you're like, well, what's up with this? You know, that's operator error. You know, that fuck that. You know, why are you worried about that anyway? That ain't none of your business.
Hell yeah, man.
Should you want to holler at me or not? You know, put your game up or shut the fuck up.
Right.
Well, that's how a black bitch coming at you. She ain't trying to sell none of the positives of fucking with you. You know, she ain't even trying to say, well, damn, my head game is the ball. No, she ain't trying to sell nothing. She wants you to sell.
Right.
You know, there's white, Becky breaking out, I can cook this, I can cook that. I work overtime. Mm-hmm. My bills are paid.
Yeah.
You know, here's my family history. We're not crazy in a motherfucker. Shit. You know, this is my life. This is how I grew up. You know, mm-hmm. She is trying to make what's called the hard sale.
Downtown. Shit.
Was it black bitch? Okay, that clutch burning. Don't pay that no attention.
Wow. And of course, you know, one of the main, because I get a lot of white women hollering at me, but they all be fat. And, you know, and this Becky ain't fat at all. She thinks she's fat. You know how white girls are, man. You know, they, if they 5 pounds overweight, they think they fat shit. And so, man, she about, you know, contrast her with the chick that I went to high school with, man. Like, the black girl, man, she got some pounds on her. She BBW for real. That's big, pretty tits, man. But this white girl, man, she's slim as fuck. But she thinks she fat, though. Because she got a nice little ass on her, man, you know. And she got, and she done text me all these freaky-ass lingerie, panty pictures. Man, she a freak, too, man.
She's selling.
Man, she ain't playing.
What she's supposed to do. She's selling, my nigga.
She ain't playing, boy. She is not playing. Like I told you, she said she's trying to come back to see me this weekend. But my trick ass, man, I'm like, man, my, you know, the fucked up thing is the fact that we get these females and we train them to the point where they do what we like. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And it's just like,
we get comfortable with it.
Yeah, it's hard to say no, man, because it's like, man, I ain't had a piece of that in like 8-9 months. It's gonna be like brand new, boy. Shit. And like,
yeah, the fall chicken has some drawbacks.
It's like I'm addicted, man, because it's really like a people still don't understand, man, but it really is like a marriage to a degree, man, when you fucking with them this long. And it's just hard not to fuck with them, man. It's hard. Shit.
Yeah, let's use economics. Let's go into the economics of the game.
Okay.
There's a term called opportunity cost. You ever heard that term before?
No.
Opportunity cost in economics means this: what is the cost? What will I lose? What is the cost of me pursuing this particular activity? In other words, okay, I got Becky,
mm-hmm.
who's willing to come and be free.
Right.
Okay. But I'm choosing to be with one of my other freaks that I've broken down and I'm comfortable with.
Right.
What is the cost to me to be with my other freak versus being with Becky? That's well, what opportunity cost is.
Okay,
what right. do I lose by being with her that I would have if I was with her?
Okay.
What is the cost of pursuing one avenue versus another? What do you lose by going one way as opposed to going to another? That's what opportunity cost is.
Okay.
Okay. When the power trick is, it's a high opportunity cost to that, to us for that. Power tricking is a high opportunity cost. And here's why. Because what happens is power tricking erodes our natural ability to engage in square relationships.
You think?
It does.
Man.
It erodes our natural ability to engage in square relationships because to a certain point they can become an irritation.
Man, hell yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's not that they necessarily doing anything wrong, but it's just this is what we're comfortable with. This is the relationship that we, it's dysfunctional as hell. Of course it is. Mm. But that's the cost that we pay from dodging all that other shit.
Yeah, man.
That's the price we gotta pay for this freedom. There is no state of total perfection on any species in nature.
Right.
Everything has a drawback to it. Everything mm-hmm. has a drawback to it. Nothing is completely perfect, but everything works in perfect synchronization. Mm. If that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah.
So, you want to fuck with that you ain't seen in 8 or 9 months. Why? Because there's a background, there's a history, there's a relationship. You know, like you said, it's sort of like a marriage. Mm. Okay? What's the opportunity cost of dealing with that? Well, you know, with Becky, you ain't going to have all that shit. Well, you know, I'm fucked up and you know, I'm leaving now, but this person done did this to me and,
yeah.
you know, seeing all that fuck shit about their kids, you know, all that drama that they drag you off into when you power trip, all that fuck shit that you get, all that stupid shit that you have to listen to. You know, you get drugged into an unnecessary Dr. Phil moment when you fucking with them.
Right.
You know, versus with Becky. Oh, Becky gonna make you feel like you in heaven.
Mm.
See, Becky is like, you remember Coming to America?
Yeah.
What kind of food you like? Whatever you like.
Yep. Oh. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what kind of movies you like? Whatever you like.
Shit. Oh, see, Becky.
That's Becky. Mm. You see. But now when you deal with the other bitch, you got to hear all these hard look. That she bought on herself. You know, with her fuckery.
Right.
You know, not, and she, you know, she wants your sympathy. And then at some point, you know, she wants your money. No, but you're comfortable dealing with that because that's how the relationship started out.
Mm-hmm. But not just that, man. I've gotten used to the point where I don't have the obligation of pleasing the woman sexually. It is what it is. When you come see me, bitch, you here to please me. And I ain't got to make you bust no nut. But every time I get with a square chick, man, it's like, man, I got to put in extra work on that ass, man. And you know me, I'm lazy, man. I'm trying to motherfucking goddamn bust this nut, make me a sandwich and play Xbox, man. You know, so, you know, that's extra stress to please a square chick, man. Every time I get a square chick over here, you know, and if they don't get they nut, man, they be mad, man. I be like, I don't have to deal with that with the diehards, man. I mean, they luck up every now and then and get a nut, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not obligated to do it, and I don't feel no guilt when you don't bust. I like, get your shit on, go back to your nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let him handle that shit.
It's a price to be paid.
Yeah, man.
For what we do. And the opportunity cost is heavy, but it allows us, we will pay that because it allows us at the end of the day to maintain our sanity. But when you deal with square chick, you get a sense of what you've given up. That's my point.
Yeah.
You get a sense of what you've given up, and you start to think, damn, I must be insane. Mm. And then you think to yourself, well, no, I'm not insane. And you remember why you're doing what
exactly,
you're doing.
Exactly, man. Because you know, that's exactly what happens with me, man. Every time I keep trying to butt my head against this wall with the square shit, you know, the irritation starts to set in. And I'm like, now I remember why, you know, I'm doing what I do. I'm like, man, these bitches is irritating as fuck, man. Goddamn. Shit. But then again, you know, it is good to have someone show you some real honest and goodness affection. But once again, weighing the scales, when you think about it, like, is it really worth it? You know what I mean? Is it really worth it? Are the positives outweighing the negatives or vice versa? And from what I could see, due to the fact that I've been still doing this power tricking, man, it's obvious that the positives outweigh the negatives, you know, in my current lifestyle. Otherwise, I wouldn't still be doing it. Hello? Uh-oh. Hello? Jesus. Tony, your phone sucks. Put some respect on my name, Tony. Respect it. Hello?
I dropped you again, Doc.
Yeah, man, you dropped again.
It's this location. But as I was saying,
yeah,
being a power trick is a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing and a curse. But it's a curse that, you know, we must bear. And this is what it is.
Right.
You know, so you said you were saying that you remember why you do what you do, because it gets to be an irritation. Mm. Because, like you were saying, when you're dealing with, you know, a square chick, you have, because it's an obligation. Mm-hmm. Because square chicks impose an obligation.
Right.
Because what they're doing is they are fulfilling their obligation. So as a person, if you're any type of person with a code or value or a system of ethic, you are compelled to reciprocate that obligation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we hate. Mm. See what I'm saying? When it's, okay, well now, you know, you've been so nice, you've been so sweet. Well, okay, why go to see this movie that I really don't want to see? You know?
Right.
I don't want to see the perfect guy, but fuck it. Yes, I don't.
Oh, man, that shit irritates the fuck out of me, man. Like, I want to see this shit. Boy, but shit. Old girl was acting so goddamn agreeable, man. I'm like, well, once again, like you said, the obligation must be paid. And then some cats will say shit like, well, you talk about how bitches are an irritation. Well, what could be more irritating than your present stock of females with the hood rats, with the stories that I've told niggas, you know what I mean? They like, damn, that's not irritating. I'll be like, well, you got to understand, man. It's all about volume, nigga. You know, it's like with me and Tony, we only have to deal with them at a, like, maybe an hour out of the week, maybe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Versus if you, like, fucking with a square bitch and you have a real bona fide relationship with her all in your face, possibly 24/7. You know what I mean? It's obvious the mathematics bears that out, man. It's like we only have to deal with so much out of our females, man. And even that is optional. You know, we don't have to fuck with them at all. Shit. But of course, if you're fucking with somebody on some square shit and you actually build an emotional attachment, shit, man. Try not to deal with the fuck shit that comes with her and her family. That's not going to happen. So, yeah, you do deal with a certain amount of stupid shit from your chicks on a power trick. But once again, it's at a minimal level, man. And once again, we can cut it off at the drop of a hat because it's a business.
I was just about to say that. That's mm-hmm. See, that's the drawback.
Right.
See, when you're a power trick, you're a power trick. If we don't feel like being bothered, we just don't answer our phone.
Right.
The terms of the relationship is different. On a square relationship, you've made a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
In power tricking, the only commitment that's honored is ours, not theirs.
Right.
So if they don't do what we want them to do, or they don't act compliant in the manner that we want them to act, they cut off. And then also, you also have to keep in mind, and he's right, it is irritating, but what you have to keep in mind is that we have more than one girl we fuck with.
Right.
So whereas downtown, Jessica Rabbit may be disrespectful or non-compliant, your other reliable may not exhibit that characteristic. You have an option.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, one of them is getting on your nerve. Okay, you have the option of cutting her off because you know the other one is calm.
Right.
And the other one that's calling is going to be a little bit more agreeable. She's going to be a little less irritating than the one who's giving you all of that drop.
Right.
You see? So it is volume from that aspect in that it gives us options. You know, because it's like a rotation, like you say all the time. Okay, but when these bitches start fucking up, it's the perfect time to see when you exit and another one is coming.
Yep.
You pick the right time to act up, bitch. That means your flow is cut off, right. And now your benefits and resources go to the next one that is cooperating.
Right.
And then she'll cooperate for a period of time, and then she start acting funny. And then right about that time, here come another one. Shit. Nature makes the choice for you.
Right.
In capitalism, that's called the hidden hand. You know, when you exit the door, another one comes in. So I don't have to make the choice between which one I want. Because you're going to eliminate yourself. You're going to be your own worst enemy because you're going to start all that fuck shit. You're going to start irritating and getting on my damn nerves. And then by that time, somebody else coming in. So guess what? Your calls going to get answered.
Shit. Go ahead.
So you can't call and reserve no slot to set nothing up. Because you cut off.
Yeah. And what's funny is a lot of niggas would frown upon this, but the very thing that they're frowning upon is the very thing that they hate in the context of condemning white supremacy. It's like, they always talk about how the black woman is like sucked up in cahoots with her white daddy to, you know, subjugate the black man. You know what I mean? And they're always talking about how draconian this system is of the welfare state. You know what I mean? How it has total control. And just, you know, I mean, they really just drum up this aspect of that. Basically, they hating on the shit that we do, while at the same time giving the white man all his props for the system that he set up. When in actuality, the same system that he has, we have.
But being hypocritical and inconsistent.
Yeah, you know, you niggas, y'all ain't doing shit, y'all ain't got no control, y'all ain't got no game. But the very thing that we're doing is the very system that the white man has set up to skull fuck you, nigga, and marginalize you and make you less than a man.
Well, the thing is you're going to find out at a certain level, maybe you already know.
Right.
And niggas hate other niggas being in power.
Right.
Anytime another nigga is empowered in anything, that's the quickest way to earn the next nigga's jealousy.
Okay.
Anytime you exhibit any type of power or control, you will always have some nigga out there saying, you know, some type of. Anybody can be criticized.
Yeah.
But some niggas are unnecessarily critical. You know, it's not criticism, and the criticism is not valid. It's just hate, you see,
right.
Because they lack either the ability or they lack the will to do that which they want to do. So you can handle it when the white man is doing it to you, but because we're not denying, and we're not in a position to deny, you know, we don't have the white man status in terms of government and power.
Right.
We just exercise this power at a minuscule level over our own personal affairs.
Right.
So no, we don't head the Department of Welfare. We don't head the Department of Labor or Economic Growth or anything like that. So no, we're not Bill Gates or Warren Buffett status, but we're not on the level of any cabinet position. We just do in miniature what's done to you on a consistent scale. And you hate what's done to you on a consistent scale, but you don't have the game enough to look at it and implement. The only thing we're saying is if you can't beat them, join them. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
If you can't beat them, join them. But you would rather be a victim and hate on everybody and everything and give yourself... Niggas are good talkers. They sell... They're excellent at selling wolf tickets for some shit that they never get accomplished. They'll sit there and talk about their mouth. That's why I have such disdain for niggas that's always talking about their mouthpiece. Because there ain't nothing behind any of that shit.
Okay.
But your mouthpiece. Ain't nothing behind it. So while you hate, no, there's nothing behind any of what you're doing other than your mouthpiece. And so while you're criticizing us, you're steadily getting more and more frustrated. You're steadily getting more and more frustrated. We never told anybody that power tricking was all wonderful.
Right.
We freely acknowledged that there was some drawbacks in doing what we're doing. We are honest about what we're doing. But what we're doing fits for us. And it may fit for some other people. If you like your crisp mouthpiece, then keep using your crisp mouthpiece. But if your crisp mouthpiece is not working for you, it's obvious that you're dissatisfied. So your crisp mouthpiece and your game can't be that effective. So instead of sitting here trying to find a way to detract from what we're doing, why don't you figure out what we're doing, weigh what we're doing, and figure out if it works for you. And if it doesn't, find a way that works for you, and then come tell us about it.
Wow. Well, check it out, man. My phone, the home phone is actually about to die on me, man. I don't know if you've heard any of that chirping, but this phone is about to die. It's about to go belly up. Shit, so, yeah, that's basically, this will be a power trick roundtable part four. Shit, man, because, I'm having some interesting things going on with, the black and the white chick, man. They both putting their bids in, but of course, the Becky, she's really, man, she's convincing me, bruh. So,
fuck y'all niggas, I'm pulling for Becky.
Becky, gotta love Becky. So, shit, man, this is the Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL. I'm going to just go ahead and close it out before this thing die, and we out.
We out.